By the end of September, a little-known herbal supplement called Kratom could be made illegal by the Drug Enforcement Agency. The DEA's announcement has angered users of the supplement who say it helps them manage pain without opioids or even helps them kick an opioid addiction. One petition on WhiteHouse.gov protesting the decision gathered more than 138,000 signatures in less than a month. For Side Effects Public Media, Rebecca Smith has more.
Jenny Slane is the manager of Retroactive. It's a smoke shop in Columbia, Missouri. They sell incense, hookahs, e-cigs, and Kratom products behind the counter.
So we have like the K-Chill brand and then the pure Kratom. And then
Kratom is a plant native to Southeast Asia. People ingest it as a capsule or brew it into tea. And many say it helps with things like managing pain and opioid withdrawal. This smoke shop and its sister stores have carried Kratom products for almost a decade. And the store's buyer, Andrew Grafman, says it's just gotten more popular over time.
Once someone comes in and buys it once, they're usually back again and back the next week and the next week.
The store's regulars include people like construction workers who deal with chronic pain and come in every few days for Kratom. But this big seller will be unavailable legally as early as September 30th, as the DEA intends to classify it as a Schedule I drug, just like heroin or LSD. The main chemical compounds in Kratom do act like opioids in the brain, but some Kratom users say the herbal supplement isn't as addictive as prescription pills, and it manages pain just as effectively. The DEA disagrees, though, calling it an imminent hazard to public safety. Russ Baer is a DEA spokesperson. He says anecdotal evidence from Kratom users isn't enough.
We're not saying that Kratom is as dangerous as heroin. We're simply saying that Kratom, at this point, until the FDA determines otherwise, fulfills the statutory criteria of a Schedule I controlled substance.
Meaning it has a high potential for abuse and no approved medical use. The DEA cited 15 Kratom-related deaths worldwide between 2014 and 2016, and an increase in calls to poison centers as evidence of its dangerous nature. Baer says the DEA believes Kratom needs to go through the same strict FDA approval process as other medicines intended for human consumption. But the problem is, there haven't been many studies about Kratom and its potential uses. Oliver Grundman is a toxicologist at the University of Florida, and he's done research on Kratom.
We don't know enough about Kratom as of yet to label it the same way as heroin.
He published an article last year about what's actually known about Kratom, its traditional uses and anecdotal benefits, but
the research community wants to know more about potential medical benefits and how these drugs actually influence the human body.
He says he understands the DEA's concerns about another unregulated drug, especially during the current opioid epidemic. But at the same time, he worries that by making Kratom a Schedule I drug, the DEA will make it completely unavailable to researchers for further study. Other critics of the move include the Drug Policy Alliance, which advocates for smart drug policy. Jag Davies is the director of communications strategy, and he says the DEA's, quote, knee-jerk reaction to Kratom could set up this potentially useful drug for the same struggles as cannabis.
Kratom suffers the same fate that every other medicinal plant faced, which is that there's no financial incentive for pharmaceutical companies to put a plant that anyone can grow through clinical trials.
Back in Columbia, the Retroactive smoke shops are warning regular customers about the upcoming change and preparing to hand over their Kratom stock to local law enforcement once the new classification goes into effect. I'm Rebecca Smith, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects is a reporting collaborative focused on public health.